Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today's guest is Cynthia Cutright, director of the City of Port Huron's Downtown Development Authority. Hi, Cynthia. Welcome.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
We're going to talk today about the Port Huron Social District. So tell our listeners what that is and what that's going to mean for downtown Port Huron.
Sure. So it's a really exciting thing. On July 1st, our legislature and governor approved social districts to happen here in Michigan. Essentially, what that means is you can go to a licensed establishment downtown, a restaurant or bar that has now been part of the social district, and purchase alcohol to go out onto the streets and into the common areas that we've created throughout downtown. It's just a way to help out our downtown restaurants during this weird time. And as long as it's successful, we'll see it every year.
Okay, so what are some of those common areas?
Earlier this summer, we created the McMorran Beach and renovated the Pocket Park that's on the corner of Military Street and Water Street, just south of this Military Street Bridge. So those are two common areas that people would be able to go to. But within this social district, you can walk up and down the sidewalks from Beer Street down to Court Street. So quite a few of our restaurants are involved in this, and there's quite a distance to be able to travel.
Okay, so that's kind of just like the Main Street area of downtown.
It
from
is.
Those two streets. And then I noticed the city has put out several picnic tables and stuff, you know, outside of restaurants. So will this involve that, or just though, like, is the social district those places as well?
People can have a seat where they will, and, you know, our benches that are all throughout the main streets as well. You know, you can be anywhere on the sidewalk or in those common areas. But we encourage people to try and get to those common areas if they can, just because we'll have the right amenities there, plenty of trash cans, stuff like that.
So what's next in the process for this? It's not quite ready to fully launch right now.
What's next is that our downtown restaurants and bars that are currently licensed to sell alcohol now must apply with the state to be part of our social district. Once that application happens and they are able to start selling as part of the social district, we'll be up and ready to go. So hopefully it's a quick process here. We're really not sure when it comes to the state just how long we might be waiting, but we're hoping it's a really quick process.
Okay. And is there a plan once summer's over? I don't know about you, but I'm kind of getting a little bit, almost a little anxious about winter and everything closing and not being able to sit outside at some of these restaurants or sit outside on the sidewalks. So is there a plan for how to handle weather when the weather shifts around here?
Not currently. Our social district, as part of our management plan that we sent to MLCC, is from May 1st to October 31st of each year. So there is a timeline for their social district. So when winter hits, we're just going to have to get innovative and creative, as we have all of 2020. To try and help out our downtown businesses, and we'll be approaching all that very soon.
Awesome. Well, hopefully we'll get some good time in at the, you know, end of the summer and the beginning of the fall to enjoy this. So thanks for visiting, Cynthia. That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.